You're listening to SBS News.
Before the world's attention shifted to the bombardments between Israel and Hamas, Palestinians were staging nightly protests in East Jerusalem, speaking out against the imminent eviction of several families by Jewish settlers. Rasha Buderi's family is one of them.
Every time I think about that house, it brings beautiful memories back. That's where my family would meet with cousins, extended family members. And until this day, my mom hosts iftars. She actually runs Arabic classes for foreigners in that house. And she loves spending time planting trees, and especially flowers these days. It's exactly the right time.
After 65 years, Rasha's parents have now been ordered out of their home by an Israeli court. She says they have until the 1st of August to pack up and leave, but they are challenging the decision.
What's happening in Sheikh Jarrah and the displacement of our people there is not something new for us. It's actually a reminder of what happened to Palestinians since 1948, confiscating land and homes and kicking people out and building settlements on the rubble of Palestinian homes. It's not something new. It's the only constant that we're seeing as Palestinians, which is occupation.
Both Jews and Arabs and their ancestors have historically inhabited Jerusalem with different majorities at different times. In 1948, the State of Israel was created on what was then British-mandated Palestine. It sparked the first Arab-Israeli war, during which some 700,000 Palestinians fled or were expelled in what's known as Al-Nakba, or in English, the catastrophe. The West Bank came under Jordanian mandate, and in 1956, Jordan and the UN's Relief and Works Agency agreed to build houses for 28 displaced Palestinian families in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. Then, in the Six-Day War of 1967, Jordan lost its mandate and Israel captured East Jerusalem. 3 years later, Israel passed a law allowing Jews to reclaim property they owned in East Jerusalem before 1948. There is no comparable law for Palestinians. Jewish settler organizations began laying claim to Sheikh Jarrah shortly after, saying it belonged to Jewish groups back in 1885. The Israeli courts agreed, and a long-running legal battle began to try to remove the Palestinians. In 1991, the court gave the families tenant status, meaning they could suddenly face eviction if they failed to pay rent to the Jewish associations. The families say they never consented to this. Now, 8 families are facing imminent eviction, 4 next month and another 4, including Rasha's family, in August. Israel's foreign ministry has said the government is not involved in the matter, accusing Palestinians of presenting a real estate dispute between private parties as a nationalistic cause in order to incite violence in Jerusalem. Speaking to SBS News, Israeli Ambassador to Australia, Jonathan Peled, said the dispute was not a justification for violence.
It's a serious issue, but it is being contended in the High Court of Israel. So this is a legal matter. I'm not taking it lightly, but this is definitely not a reason or cannot be used as an excuse to escalate and to start firing thousands of rockets toward Israel. This is something which has to be legally addressed and solved.
His Palestinian counterpart is at Salah Abdul Hadi, arguing if Jews can reclaim property, Arabs should be allowed to as well.
Actually, I agree. If we both sides decide to claim ownership, then these refugees in Sheikh Jarrah should return back to Israel, what is called to Israel now, and also they have their own ownership documents there. So 5 million Palestinians should have the right to return then to their own houses in Israel itself. So it's not a selective process or Israel chooses whatever she wants. So if we want really to apply one concept, this means that these families have the right to return to their own homes inside Israel, which they are expelled from in 1948.
University of New South Wales international relations lecturer Dr. Anthony Billingsley said disputes like the one in Sheikh Jarrah have been happening for decades. But he says the timing of these particular disputes, coinciding with Ramadan, Jerusalem Day, and the 73rd anniversary of Al-Nakba, has created the perfect storm for the heightened tensions.
The issue of the Palestinians has been off the agenda basically since the Obama administration. And so people have assumed, I think, that, well, nothing's happening there. But of course, things were happening. There were settlements being built and people become, Palestinians becoming more and more frustrated. So there's been this underlying upwelling of frustration as well.
With the conflict now escalating into deadly airstrikes and rocket launches across the Gaza border, Dr. Billingsley said the international attention has now shifted away from Sheikh Jarrah.
The important one is the US. And I think Hamas's involvement in the process now makes it almost impossible for Biden to act because he can't come out in support of Hamas, which is officially in the US a terrorist organization. Had they kept out of it, I suspect he would have been quite happy to put the hard word on Netanyahu and force him to back off. Instead, Hamas has given Netanyahu a new chance to promote his prime ministership ambitions.
Israel's Supreme Court delayed its hearing on the Sheikh Jarrah evictions until June 8 amid the heightened tensions. Claudia Farhat, SBS News.